You were the first person that I had ever met who believed that I could be healed. I had spent so much time isolated, and to meet someone who believed in my healing was really impactful for me.
Yeah.
In Canada, you go to the doctor, you ask them for, you know, these are the things I want tested in my blood, and they just sign a paper and they'll do it for you. So I went to ask the doctor, and I told him, this is why I've wanted, I'm doing this program. And he said, why are you putting all this effort in? You need to just go home and accept that pain is your life. Breathe, drink water, lay in bed, and wait till you die. He said, forget about having kids. You're not going to have kids because this is your life.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hello and welcome to the Visibly Fit podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And if you are watching the show today, you are seeing that I am here with somebody else. I have a special guest, Tara Potts, with me here today. I'm so excited to be in her kitchen, and her beautiful daughter, Melody, is with us today. So I have known Tara almost 6 years. It's been about 5.5 years, and we're going to talk a little bit about her story. You've heard me share it before, but my husband and I, we drove 11 and a half, almost 12 hours to come visit her and her husband, Aaron, and their son, Micah, and Melody, and it's just a joy to be here. So we thought we should just do a live little segment today, because we were talking about doing hard things and also going the extra mile, which my husband and I actually did. We went the extra mile to be here. But there's a reason I wanted to bring that up, because I think so often we dismiss the fact that hard things help us grow. They help us become better people. And going the extra mile allows us to do life with people that we love and get to enjoy. And so it's so important to do that. And so I wanted to actually start off with Joshua 1:9, and it's, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will always be with you wherever you go. And so, Tara, thank you for being on with me. And I'm so happy to see you.
So happy that you could come here.
Yeah, this is such a joy and a treat for us. Let's start off talking about doing hard things, because you've done a lot of hard things. And not only with your physical health and well-being, but with moving where you are here today. And we don't have to say the name of the town, but it's a town of 300 people. You came from a larger town. Let's kind of talk about how that was a hard thing to relocate, and the benefits of doing hard things.
Yeah, we came from a big city, had always lived in the same city for our whole lives. My husband and I grew up we're leaving. When we left the city, leaving the church that we were going to, my husband had been there 28 years and everything was familiar.
You're established.
Yeah. We were established there. And I did not want to move a year ago. I was pregnant with our son, who will be one on Wednesday. So he's almost one now, and our life has looked completely differently than I had imagined. So it just so happened that Aaron had the opportunity to come here and check out the place for somebody else, and just ended up that he had an opportunity to have a job and find a home here, and I was not having that at 9 months pregnant. And so as time went on, had a change of heart, and one of the things that I was thinking about as we were just gardening a few weeks ago, I said to my husband, I'm so glad that we did this. And he asked me, what would you have told yourself a year ago, going through, you know, the conversations that we were going through and how I was having a really hard time with it? And I would have said what his sister told me, which was, there's uncertainty here and there's uncertainty there, but God is with you wherever you go. And that is right in that verse.
Joshua 1:9. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember, as you were kind of in angst a little bit about moving, what kind of changed that for you as far as like saying, you know what, I think this might be a good opportunity? Was it what Aaron's sister said, or was it something else beyond that?
That was one factor.
Yeah.
There were quite a few. One was that that I had been hanging on. So I'm not new to Visibly Fit.
Right,
I went through the program 5.5 years ago.
Yeah. And we'll talk about that story, because that was a beautiful story.
Yeah. I've been so much better. I was at my wit's end when we met. Mm-hmm. And I have been in a different, completely different frame of mind and lifestyle and ability to do things, where my goal was to be able to walk around the block before. And now I've done, 5K and have 2 kids after being told I couldn't have any. We outgrew that home where we were living. And it was, that was one factor that made us want to move. But I happened to go for a checkup with this special doctor that I had waited years and years for. I just went for my yearly talk with her to say, I just want to stay on your list. I don't really need anything because I'm doing
well.
But
you're in Canada, so it's a different system.
Yeah.
Medical system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to stay on her list so I wouldn't lose my place if something were to come up. I just wasn't ready to let go of that. And when I went to see her, had my 6-week-old baby, I said to her, I'm doing great, but if something were to come up, what could you do for me? And she said, well, here are the options, drugs, hormones, and that's basically it. But if you don't need me, live your life and enjoy it, and don't worry about it. So I said, okay, great. When can I follow up again so I could just stay on her list? If you lose your spot on the list in Canada, you have to wait many
years, right?
Many years to get back on. So she said, well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, is I'm not taking any patients at all. I'm leaving and I'm just wiping my whole list. So if you have a great life, just enjoy it. And if you need me, then you'll have to wait several years to get back to me. So I came out of that appointment. There were things leading up to it with the church sermon that Sunday had spoken to me in a similar way and different things. I came out crying, said to my husband, we really need to talk about moving. I felt like something was cut off. I didn't have to stay.
Yeah. That was almost like a permission, another mm-hmm. confirmation of, okay, this is another door closed so that we can open the door to a new place to live and a new place to raise a family and have new beginnings,
yes.
so to speak. So that's doing a hard thing.
Yes.
And it's been so great because you have other family here. And now Melody and Micah have cousins to play with, and you have a sense of community. You talked about feeling lonely in a big city. And,
yeah.
1.1 billion people feel lonely in America. That's about 1 out of every 4 people are feeling lonely. And so that's common, and it shouldn't be. It should mm-hmm. be about, we should have community. That's how God intended it to be. And so for you to feel at home in a 300-person town is really remarkable and wonderful. And I think it says a lot about just having courage and being just not afraid to, you were afraid, but yet God pushed you, and now you're in a good place, and you feel like this is home.
Yes.
And so that's so good. Well, let's talk about the other hard thing that you did, and that was when we first met, and you had already gone through a lot of different, well, I'm going to let you share about, I've shared before on the podcast, but since I'm sitting here live with you, I think it's important for you to share your story. So why don't you start from the beginning about your endometriosis and all that you experienced?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was a teenager and would just find that one week a month, I would be just not able to function like I could the other weeks of the month. And it was so bad that I'd be fainting. I pushed myself, got my teaching degree. I worked as a swim instructor, but then when I moved into my own apartment and it was hindering my daily life. I didn't feel safe being a teacher, taking care of kids where I was fainting. And I decided to go get some help. And my doctors worked through the list. Everyone who has endometriosis knows that there's a list, 25 things that you go through.
Different procedures.
Yeah, different mm-hmm. drugs, procedures, hormones, and even surgery. So I was diagnosed with stage 2 endometriosis. So wasn't sure if I would have kids. I ended up finding that all of these procedures on the list gave me such horrible side effects that they were even worse than what I was dealing with. So for a while I went with no medication, and it was such a struggle, newlywed, going through teaching, come home, be in bed for the night at 6 p.m.
Yeah, and I'm sure Aaron struggled being, you know, a provider and a protector that men are to see his wife dealing with so much pain and fainting and thinking, oh my goodness, what is going on with my wife and how do I fix this? Because men are fixers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
I felt that
it's scary.
Yeah. It trickled into every area mm-hmm. of our life, relationships. And
yeah. Because you had told me before that you would come home and go to bed like at 6 at night, and you guys, you couldn't walk around even the block. You were so tired and in pain.
Yep.
So anyway, I think about your past and where you are now, and it's just night and day. And I love the way the Lord heals, right?
Yes.
Like, we had a sermon at church, and he was talking about repent, believe, and refresh. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, because so much of our emotions are stuck and harbored in our body. And I know that you have some past just kind of traumas and things that have gone on in your life that you've had to work through.
Yeah.
And so you got to have the opportunity to repent and have some forgiveness. And all that is a big piece of the puzzle, right?
Yes.
But when we talked, you know, sitting in your mommy's lap, I think that's great. When we talked, you were like, you're my last kind of hope, right?
Yes.
And of course, it's not me, but the program. So,
yeah.
So what did you think when we talked and the experience? Because that's hard going into a one more thing, and it's an investment, and thinking, you know, is this really going to work?
Yeah, you were the first person that I had ever met who believed that I could be healed. Everyone else was like, you're crazy. Pain is part of life, deal with it, and you're not tough enough and that kind of thing. So the way that you were speaking of, like, God wants to see you healed, like he cares about this situation. And I had spent so much time isolated, and to meet someone who believed in my healing was really impactful for me.
Yeah.
And who also, you know, the way that you love God, and you know that his word is true. He never leaves us. He always cares for us. And I didn't have to lay in bed and just wait till I died. So I actually went for blood work, you know, to start visibly fit.
Yeah.
And in Canada, you go to the doctor, you ask them for, you know, these are the things I want tested in my blood, and they just sign a paper and they'll do it for you. So I went to ask the doctor, and I told him, this is what I've wanted. I'm doing this program. And he said, why are you putting all this effort in? You need to just go home and accept that pain is your life. Breathe, drink water, lay in bed, and wait till you die. And I was so angry.
I mean, what doctor says that? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I said, can you just sign it? And mm-hmm. so he signed mm-hmm. it. And I walked out of there like, this has to work.
Yeah.
And he, in that conversation as well, he said, forget about having kids. You're not going to have kids because this is your life.
And here you are.
Yeah. 2 kids later.
Yeah. Yeah. So funny. So as we're here live and in their home, Melody has only seen me on the screen through Zoom calls. And so she actually said yesterday, she's like, where's Wendy? Where are those things, those white things in her ears? And so she's talking about the headset that she always sees me talking on. But in person, I don't have those, do I? Isn't that funny?
So, God is a healer, and mm-hmm. He wants the best for us. He wants us to be healthy, whole, and complete. And you did the program, you did it to a T, and your body healed, but you also had the belief and the faith. And I think sometimes a lot of people, it's not about, oh, you don't have enough faith, you're not going to be healed. That's not what I'm saying. But we do have to come into agreement with God's will, right?
Yeah.
Like whatever that is, we have to have faith that he is for us and not against us, right? And so you were doing your part. And so I just think it's just such a beautiful story of, you know, 2 weeks later, you were off of your pain meds. You were feeling better than ever. And yeah. And like, what kind of life do you have now? I mean, compared to...
Oh, completely different. Yeah. I started back at work. So everything shut down in 2020. I was able to heal while everything was shut down. Went back to work, teaching in the classroom. And, from there, I spent some time teaching. I was pregnant with Melody, had a baby. I was walking with a teacher that I had met at that new school after doing Visibly Fit. And she said to me, "How many 5Ks are you doing this year?" It's like, me? 5Ks?
Yes.
She said, "I feel like that's something that you would do." And so I thought to myself, well, what's stopping me? So I did a 5K 8 months after having Melody.
So incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, further along, I continued just walking and doing things that I had not been able to do before, like chin-ups I'm working on still. It's been...
And push-ups you've been doing.
Yeah, like, push-ups. Yeah. And just long, long walks. Had a second baby and was able to move across to a different province in Canada. And now I have 7 nieces and nephews that live very close by. And they are like they've an extension of our family. So now I get to show up for them.
Yes.
Be alongside them in everyday life, from eating meals, playing together, running, working out, driving, and enjoying life with them.
You're not lonely anymore. So I love that. But I just love this girl so much. She's so precious. We are kindred spirits, but she's like an adopted daughter and yet a friend, a sister in Christ. And I'm just so proud of her and the way that she shows up, and not just with her family, but she, and of course she went to Visibly Fit and then became eventually a Visibly Fit certified coach. So she's now helping me and supporting Visibly Fit the program. And you've just been such a great asset, and I'm grateful so much. And so the point of doing hard things allows you to experience life. The point of doing hard things allows you to get to a new level in life that maybe you never thought was possible, because with God, all things are possible. And going the extra mile allows you to have just fellowship with people that you love. And so don't put off the things that are so important, because you really do deserve to take your life to the next level, and you deserve to spend time with people that you love. So I hope this podcast inspired you. If you are dealing with endometriosis, or if you've got issues with any kind of inflammatory disease, autoimmune disease, we would love to assist you through Visibly Fit, because again, all things are possible, and the body is meant to be healed, whole, and complete. So just go to getvisiblyfit.com or go to wendypet.com and we can talk. But thank you, Tara.
Thank you
so much for being on and inspiring people all the time.
Thank you.
And I'm believing that as you're growing this family, God is going to bless you guys abundantly as you are growing just your husband's business. It's just going to blow up. I feel like it's just going to be a blessing, and it's going to be overflowing with goodness. And I believe that the church, because of you guys, the church is going to be built up here in this town because of you guys. So way to heed to the call.
Thank you.
Even when it's hard. So, all right, God bless you. And thanks for tuning in. And we will catch you next week on Visibly Fit. Take care.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.